Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Friday. So our dear friend Corey Andrew from InstinctMagazine.com is joining us. Corey, are you there?
I am here, darling, with bells on.
We love your bells. Mm. Last night I went out for dinner with my friend Barry Manilow and my husband Bruce. We went to this restaurant in Midtowns, Fresco by Scott O's, and we sort of slipped in. We didn't have a reservation, so they're in town rehearsing their new musical, Harmony, which is coming to New York. And so they had like a really good week of rehearsals. So to celebrate, they were like, oh, let's go for dinner. And they were in Midtown, so we went to Scott O's. It's delicious there. Just slipped in, minding our own business. Mm. And within 5 minutes, the whole place is singing Copacabana and doing a Congo line.
I love it. Oh, my God.
I wish you were there. Oh. It was so much fun. Chris Christie was there, the governor of New Jersey. I know. And I could see his hips swinging. He didn't get up and dance, but I could see his foot tapping.
Oh,
and so,
wow.
Thank you, Rosanna. What a great night.
Yes.
We have lovely,
I saw the video.
Lives.
Fun.
Oh, my goodness. It's on my Instagram. You can just hear me screaming. Mm-hmm. You can't hear Copacabana. Can you imagine?
So
it was a great
good.
Night.
Oh, my God.
Let's jump into the show. We've got so much gossip to get to. What time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
Thank you, Corey. Nobody sings as well as you. So we've got some breaking news at the top of the show. Mm. Adele has cancelled 13 weeks of her show in Vegas. So she said she's cancelling because I ain't ready, and also too because COVID has taken half of her staff.
Oh.
Now, let me be clear about this. Adele is not Guns N' Roses.
No.
She is not Katy Perry. There is not a lot of production to Adele. In fact, it's basically her on the stage with an orchestra. It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
There's lots of musicians in Vegas that she could have hired. So if one or a couple of people are sick, there are replacements.
Yeah.
And even, get this, Corey, even if COVID knocked everybody out for 2 weeks, where are the other 11 weeks? Mm. Now, I don't want to start a conspiracy here, but there's more to this story than meets the eye. If you're scheduled to play 13 weeks and you're not ready now, you cancel the first couple of weeks.
Yeah.
That's what stars do.
Yeah.
You don't cancel the whole thing.
Absolutely.
So I hit the phones. I've got tons of sources in Vegas. They don't know what's going on. I know ticket sales have been a bit of a disaster.
Mm.
Not because she doesn't have an audience, but the ticket prices were outrageous.
Oh, yes,
I know.
At one point,
there was a $40,000 ticket.
Come on.
And you had to buy them through a special fan club or something, and people couldn't understand how to do it. And she's a huge star, and I love her. But if you make it too difficult or too expensive for me to buy a ticket, I'm not going to come.
Mm-hmm.
I looked on the website a couple of days ago before she cancelled. There was surprisingly a large amount of seats available.
Mm.
So I don't know if they cancelled this because she wasn't selling. And that's not because there's not demand, but I think the prices are just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Something's going on here. We'll definitely keep you in the loop. Hey, moving along, Kathy Griffin is talking out about Andy Cohen again, saying this is a guy that I think kind of wanted to be me. She has a point. So Andy replaced Kathy on CNN's New Year's Eve special, but the feud started long before that.
Mm.
Kathy did a new interview with The Times, and she said, this guy kind of wanted to be me. She compares him to Eve Harrington in All About Eve.
Oh,
I love
no.
that movie. Who studied her and then stole her life, her profession. And she said that now he's halfway there. He's actually halfway there to being Kathy Griffin. She added that when she did work for him, he was the worst boss she ever had.
Mm.
He treated her like a dog. She admits that she does watch the CNN New Year's Eve show that she was replaced on, and she said she hate watches it. So she doesn't like watching it, but she watches it basically to hate herself and everybody else. And she said, I wasn't cancelled, I was erased.
Mm, so true.
Ooh, what do you think?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to be cautious because I might need Andy to call me for a job at Bravo eventually. But I do think she was treated really unfairly. And I also believe that, you know, they had a double standard because what Andy did on that CNN show was also very politically driven and it was not really nice. And, you know, they kept him, whereas they got rid of Kathy. So there is something to be said about how CNN handled that situation, I think.
She points that out in the story in the New York Times.
Mm.
She said that CNN defended him when he made jokes about a politician. Now,
are
his jokes about the mayor not being a good mayor the same as an assassination of the president? No, they're probably not the same. So there is extremes here. But I think Kathy's onto something too. Andy Cohen did want to be Kathy, when she was on the D-list, he had yet to have his own Bravo show. And there's nothing wrong with that. Mm. You know, I know a lot of people that would like to be as successful as Kathy.
Yeah.
What she's arguing is that he almost stole her act.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He started telling stories about celebrities. He started hosting events. He replaced her on CNN. Mm-hmm. I think, Kathy girl, don't watch. Don't watch stuff that makes you angry.
No.
I have people that make me jealous, Corey, and shows that I would love to host, or people I see on TV, I don't think they're as talented as me,
sure.
But I stopped watching them.
Yeah.
I stopped watching. Where are you on that? When you see a singer that bugs you, Corey, that makes you a little bit jealous, do you hate watch it, or do you just turn away?
No, you know what's great about getting older now is that once you're confident in who you are, I'm getting to the four-word answer here a little bit, but once you're confident in who you are, that stuff doesn't bother me. I watch all other performers now with an open heart. Love them. They're not me. I'm not them. They don't do what I do. That's how I
Boom,
look at it.
Boom. You said it. Amen, my friend. Which brings us to our poll question of the day. Kathy Griffin said that Andy Cohen is the guy that kind of wanted to be her. Are you team Kathy or are you team Andy? This is going to be so interesting.
Yes.
I think our Bravo fans are going to be team Andy. I think our gay listeners are going to be team Kathy. I can't wait to see the poll results. Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. Corey Love, what are you working on?
Yes, well, Nick Cannon says he's insecure about his skinny body when being intimate. Yes, and I know how much you love stories about sex, Rob. So we'll just.
I'm cringing.
I
but
see.
I am curious.
I know.
What's going on?
Well,
what's
yes.
Going on?
Well, Nick Cannon may look confident in all aspects of his life, but there's one particular area that he's still working on. He revealed that he's terribly insecure about his skinny body, which has had an impact on his sex life. Although he has 1,000 kids, so I'm not sure how that works. But anyway, if he says so. But he says he definitely has an insecurity when it comes to being intimate. And he says, I've been skinny my whole life, so therefore, I've never liked to be completely naked. It's like, usually I hide under the covers as much as I like to boast about being in shape. Now, the host added something that I do find interesting, which is really true, that body dysmorphia among men is a thing. It's actually a tangible thing. And he says that's why he's got to have on some type of clothing, even if just a pair of socks while having sex. I'm not sure what that does to make you look like less skinny, but
skinny.
This is all life according to Nick, I guess. But in any event, he does say that, you know, he feels this way, and that's a vulnerability he's showing to his fans. And we have to also, you know, have a moment of respect too for him, because he has been going through some things. Last month, his 5-year-old son Zen died of a brain tumor, which was so terribly sad. So Nick is giving a lot of vulnerability and showing his other side to his fans, and so we respect that. But I don't know, Rob, I mean, like I said, I think he's doing pretty okay in the sex department with his harem of women and 1,000 kids. What do you think?
He has a lot of children. I really like this side of Nick Cannon. I was never that fond of him. I didn't dislike him. I just didn't really know who he was.
Yeah.
I didn't watch his shows on MTV or VH1.
Yeah, me either.
But I've been watching his talk show and I've really fell in love with him.
Oh, okay.
He's charming. He's sweet. He's very talented. I didn't know he played the piano. I didn't know he sang. Forgive me, Nick, if you're listening. Hello, hello, hello.
Oh.
I didn't know that much about you. I always thought he was Mr. Mariah Carey. I didn't know anymore. And watching this show, I've really seen a side of him that is adorable. And I think guys talking about sex. I don't like talking about it myself.
Yes.
But I think it shows a sex. I think it shows a really sweetness to it. Makes me like you even more.
Yeah.
Hey, moving along, Jamie Lynn is firing back at Britney's cease and desist letter. Jamie Lynn is slamming Britney for claiming that Britney is taking the high road. After issuing that legal letter, Jamie Lynn has argued in a letter to Britney,
back and forth, it's never going to end.
So she said the only person being dishonest is Britney. And she alleges that it's Britney that has caused an unsafe environment for Jamie Lynn and her children, because Britney keeps saying things about her on social media. She said, quote, to be clear, social media posts that include cyberbullying, which caused death threats to Jamie Lynn and her family, is neither taking the high road, nor anything that will be tolerated. So that's what Jamie Lynn's lawyer responded to Britney's lawyers. Hey, the only people that are winning here are the lawyers. Mm-hmm. They're charging a lot of money
for those letters.
To fire off these letters.
Yeah.
You two, I know, you're probably not going to be friends. I was going to say make up. Maybe you shouldn't make up. But I don't think going after each other on social media is a good look for either one of you. Either one of you. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
You know, I personally think that Jamie Lynn is the problem here. She continues to use Britney for her time in the spotlight. Her career is nowhere. She's not really making any music that people care about. And Britney is really her only lifeline to relevance. Mm. And so I think that if Jamie stops dragging Britney's name out of her mouth every 5 seconds to sell a book or to perform or XYZ, then Britney will have nothing to say in response. So Jamie Lynn, my advice to you is, girl, quit. Stop.
I hear you, although Jamie Lynn is saying, she's pushing back, saying she has a right to tell her story and she is a member of the Spears family. Oh, it's tricky, well, isn't it? Because if you had a superstar sibling, can you imagine if your sister was Beyonce? Or Corey, well, you would write that book. Corey. Corey, if your sister,
okay,
or Corey. Oh, can you imagine, like Madonna's brother. Remember
he wrote that book. Oh, it was a mess.
It was a messy book. I read every page of it. It was a messy book. Now, I wouldn't probably tell a messy book. Corey, when you become famous, I'm going to write a book about you. I mean, I will. The forward answer. I mean, I do use J-Lo and Diddy to sell.
Yes, so add me to it.
I don't know about this one. I don't know. But I do wish you two, you're probably not going to be friends, so I can wish you were friends. That's not going to happen. But I think you both would do better to keep this private. And I'm a very nosy person, so I never give that advice. Keep it private. Hey, what's going on with Bob Saget's widow?
Yes, yes. Bob Saget's wife just revealed his last words to her before he passed away. Bob Saget's wife, Kelly Rizzo, she opened up about the comedian in an interview with the Today Show, which is marking her first TV appearance since her late husband's death at the age of 65. And during this appearance, Kelly recalled that her final conversation with the Full House star went something like, "I love you dearly," he said. "I think I said I love you dearly," and he said, "I love you endlessly," Kelly told host Hoda. "I said, I can't wait to see you tomorrow. And then, you know, it was all just love, Kelly continued. She says that he told everyone that he loved, and I mean, quite frankly, anyone he met and even spent any time with at all, he told them all he loved them endlessly and tirelessly. Now, Saget's eldest daughter, Aubrey Saget, she took to Instagram, and shortly after the news broke of her father's tragic death, she shared his last message, the one that she received from him, and she shared it with his fans. And the 34-year-old uploaded a screenshot of a text from her dad on January 9th, 2022, and it says, "Thank you, love you," and then his final message read, "Showtime."
Oh.
So he's in heaven performing for God and the angels. But you know, Rob, what I think is great about this story is the consistency, and everyone who's sharing Saget stories about, you know, Bob, they're consistently all saying the same thing. He was a great, sweet, kind man and loved everyone, and everyone loved him. So I love that he really was that thing in real life.
It's really, really true. Last night, we were waiting for Barry to arrive at Scotto's restaurant, and I was talking to Rosanna Scotto. She's the host of Good Day New York, here in New York, and a friend of mine, and we were talking about Bob, and she said whenever he was on the show afterwards, he emailed her to say thank you for having me. Just a gentleman, just a good, good person.
Yeah.
Tell people, tell your friends, tell your family, tell people you love them. Mm-hmm. Tell them, I love you, Corey. Hey, quickly, before we go to break, thank you, darling. If you hadn't replied that, I would have been furious. No. You don't give to get back. Well, maybe. Okay,
sometimes.
But quickly, before we get a break, this story made me laugh. Harry and Meghan wanted to move into Windsor Castle with the Queen, but they were denied. Mm. So before they moved into the Queen's cottage, remember that Frogmore cottage on the estate, on the Windsor estate, the couple actually wanted to move into the castle with the Queen.
Ooh.
So the two of them had their eyes on a private residence the castle, and they were like, "Ooh, we like the look of this." Mm. And they approached the Queen about, "Can we move in with you?" She said, "Absolutely not." So she did not want them.
Oh my gosh. This is grandmother. It's crazy.
My grandma would want me moving in with her. Yeah, my grandma had this lovely bungalow. Oh, it was so lovely. And it had all these rooms, and she was just there by herself, rattling around by herself. And I thought, "Oh, Granny, it'd be lovely to move in here with you. We'll never see each other." Absolutely not. She said, "I like my home. I like being alone."
Wow.
The Queen said, "No, this family, it's a mess. We think the Spears are a mess. But these Windsors, oh, they make me laugh." Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shearer, with our dear friend Corey Andrew from InstinctMagazine.com. Hey, Corey, let's get to the polls.
Da, da, da.
Thank you, darling. Prince Andrew would scream if his stuffed toys were misplaced on his bed.
Oh, my gosh.
And not as a child. He was 38 at the time. Let me put this out.
Yes, yes. That's what confused me, because when I first read the story, I thought they meant when he was a child. And they were like, no, we mean now.
No. He has teddy bears. He has a stuffed toy collection.
Oh, my gosh.
And if you move them on his bed, he gets very, very angry. Are you surprised by this? Yes or no? 89% said no, I agree. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page, Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our
Nicest of the day. Although I'm not sure if I agree. This might be like actually two naughties this week. But anyway, Martha Stewart has revealed the reason she broke up with Anthony Hopkins. Now, Martha says she once dated the two-time Oscar winner, but ended their relationship because she could not get past his role as Hannibal Lecter from Silence of the Lambs. And so she says, I dated Sir Anthony Hopkins, but broke up with him because I couldn't stop thinking about him as Hannibal Lecter, she said. I have a big scary house in Maine that's way up by itself in hundreds of acres of forest, and I couldn't even imagine taking him there. It's not clear when they dated, but Hopkins did end up marrying Stella Arroyo in 2003. It's his third marriage. I think she should have taken him, and he would have made her a nice pot of fava beans with a Chianti.
This story made me scream.
Oh, my gosh.
You have so many secrets. We all think we know Martha Stewart. She's a wild woman. I love it. She's dated
fun.
Anthony Hopkins.
Oh.
I met her at a party a couple of years ago, and we sort of not became friends, but we know each other to say hello to. She's really naughty.
Yeah, she's funny.
She's really funny, and she's really judgy.
Oh.
Like I love it. She stands in the corner of the room watching everybody.
And commenting.
And you can tell, and she doesn't like it, and her favorite word is disgusting.
So if
she sees something she doesn't like, like if there's napkins on a table,
That's disgusting.
And all night long, me and my friends were just saying to Martha, disgusting. And she was crying, laughing.
Oh my gosh.
I love this story. Now, naughtiest of the day. Naughty. Pete Davidson has turned into a diva since dating Kim Kardashian. The Sun is reporting he's now a total diva on SNL.
Of course.
He's missed a few rehearsals, which they are denying, although they do start rehearsing that show on Tuesday. Mm. The show is live on Saturday, but they start on Tuesday. They work through all the week, and then on Saturday they put on their live show.
Mm.
He was spotted in LA on Tuesday, so even though the rep is saying he hasn't missed any rehearsals, there's photographs
clearly
of him in LA with
right.
Kim on Tuesday.
Right.
So I don't know quite what to think of that. Mm. But apparently, too, he now has security guards. And so, although he is famous now, like he's really
yeah,
famous.
Yeah, he's A-list.
So maybe he needs the security guards.
Yeah.
But being a diva because of Kim, I don't like that.
No.
Be yourself. And naughtiest of the day. And now it's time for a moment of Rob.
You get a Rob.
Thank you, Corey. Love. Get this.
Mm.
We are made kind by being kind. It's that easy. If you want to be a doctor, you've got to work really hard at it. If you want to fly a plane, you've got to take years and years and years of classes. If you want to be kind, you can be kind now, today, right this minute. If I want to be skinny, it's going to take me 6 months, Corey. I got to work really hard at losing 10 pounds. If I want to be kind, I can be kind right now. Think about that. It's one of the few things in your life that you can change now with a click of your fingers. Why don't you be kind today? Be kind. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. That's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Corey Show, a production of iHeartRadio. I love the sound of that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen, and leave us a review. We do read these reviews.
Yes, we love them.
Thank you. Even the naughty ones. And remember, all together now, if you're
going to be naughty, you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!